Do you ever feel like you're sort of representing America in some way, like an ambassador to America?
Yes, we all feel that. I almost said burden. I don't want it to be taken in a negative context, but all of us are very aware that we represent the United States, and the United States is not seen in a positive light very many places on the planet right now. And it's very painful and sad for us. One of my friends did tell me a story. She's married to a Turkish man, and there was a newscast of Marines in Iraq putting a bulldog shirt on a little kid, and then they were all signing it. And her perspective was they were trying to make friends. Her husband's perspective was they were demeaning the child and calling him a dog. So we discussed, well, how many foreign people think that it was an insult rather than a compliment?
Yeah, that is quite a telling story.
Yes, it is. And it makes you wonder how much else. I can tell you about the programming. I get 4 English-speaking channels and some Turkish channels. And it upsets me what parts of America are brought overseas. Desperate Housewives and MTV. You know, it's certainly not the best of America. And you realize, this is what my students are going to think my life is.
Do you, so then when you discuss the images with your kid, with your students, what do you guys talk about?
Well, I forget exactly how it came up in the classroom, but I said, I brought up Desperate Housewives and said, I hope you don't think that's the way it is. And so we talked about it a little bit. No, my life is pretty much like yours. I mean, we eat dinner together and we go to work and the parents go to work and the kids, you know, go to school and we're not killing anybody and we're not mean all the time. Interestingly, I had similar conversations in the U.S. where I had students tell me that it was an extremely dangerous world, and that's why all their plays and all their acting and games were violent, because it's a dangerous world. And I had to go through with them, what has happened in your life? Has anybody approached you with a gun or a knife? No. And that's kind of how I walk these kids in Turkey through, too.